Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle. Hey everyone, this is Judy. Thank you so much for listening and spending your time. So this is pretty cool. If you haven't heard of My Meals to Go, the folks that I am conversating with today, check it out. If you're familiar with Blue Apron and some of the other companies where they deliver you food, this is similar but different. So those companies, you get the food delivered to you, which is great, and it comes in little packages. I honestly haven't done it, so I'm going on what everybody else has told me. You get all the food and it's separately packaged, kind of Martha Stewarded out, right? And then you assemble everything and you cook it up. And that is great. These guys are taking it a step further and they are putting everything together so you can take what they give you and put it in the oven, put it in the microwave. You can certainly heat it up on top of the stove, which is what I did with my first meals. And you're ready to go. It doesn't take much time. They have healthy and delicious options available. And it's just really exciting. They're a brand new company. They've been going for like 4 or 5 weeks. So check them out and you listen to this interview. Check them out. See if it's something that makes sense for you and your family. You don't have to commit to huge orders or any particular per week type of order. You get what you want when you want it. So I think that's a really awesome thing for folks to not have to necessarily commit, but can look at your schedule beforehand and see what makes sense for you. I'm excited because I put in my order this weekend that I will get on Wednesday. They gave me the opportunity to try a couple things and I really enjoyed what I had. I had a chicken salad that was really delicious. I also tried their turkey sloppy joes that were put over or with sweet potatoes and then a side of vegetables, which was cauliflower. And I don't even remember all what else was in there, but I really liked the seasonings that they used. And I mentioned this in the interviewer during our conversation, but I just think it's worth renoting because it was true for the sweet potatoes as well as the other vegetables that I had. So I'm recooking them, right? Like I'm reheating them, I should say. And I was just really impressed with the fact that they all had really nice crunch to them. They all felt fresh. And that was really exciting to me. So check it out. Take a listen. And I think this is a great opportunity right here in Duluth. If this is something that you feel like can help you and your family out, let them know. Go and give them a try. See what you think. They're brand new. They're open to feedback and they're really excited to be doing what they're doing. And I think they're doing a really great and probably needed thing and for really wonderful reasons. You're going to hear from Tanya and Stephanie. Stacy, unfortunately, wasn't able to join us.
My Meals to Go is the name of your business. And I love the concept of what you guys are, just from my personal description before I have you introduce yourself, is you guys are even a more personal, like, Blue Apron kind of thing, where, you know, Blue Apron, you get the stuff, it's all, you have to put it together, which is great, that has its advantages, but your business is, here's the meal, here it is, ready to go. So I want to hear from who you guys are, and then I want to hear what brought you to this, and then what you're doing. Let's start there.
Sure. My name's Tanya Land. I live in Duluth with my husband and our children. Finding time to cook quality, healthy meals when you're living from work to school activities to kids' activities to back home was a challenge. And so we kind of tackled what could we do at our house. So that's kind of what got me down my healthy eating. And then I became a wellness coach specifically with Beachbody.
Yeah.
And it really started me looking at how to eat better, how to better take care of myself. And it really is where I got into meal planning. And so from there, I was like, as I was talking to my clients, the number one thing that kept coming back was meal planning and healthy foods and finding time to do that was a consistent message I got. So that was just kind of what piqued my interest in this. But I'll let Stephanie introduce herself.
Yeah. I'm Stephanie Schertzinger. I live in Hermantown with my 3 teenage boys. I love to cook and kind of came down this path, started doing fitness and bodybuilding competitions, And it was hard to meal prep and have three busy kids. And so it's just something I always have loved to do, and I love to be in the kitchen. So it's kind of been something that I've always thought about doing. And then I found Stacy and Tanya, and there we went.
So, and our third partner is Stacy Greenside. She too has embarked on a wellness journey. She shares a lot of her story of, I think she's lost 60 pounds through Beachbody. Wow. And as a wellness coach, she actually goes as far to take people and help them grocery shop and teach them how to shop properly for healthy eating. And so we all kind of, I call it like the universe just dropped each other in our lives, like unexpectedly, and kind of brought us all together in a time where none of us knew we needed each other until we met each other. And we're like, oh my gosh, where have you been my entire life?
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it just happened, and it happened quickly.
It did.
Yeah.
So it started with a conversation with Ashley Lindsay. She's a photographer here in town, and my daughter and I were doing a mother-daughter's photo session, and we've been friends, and so she was asking me about how my coaching job was going, and we were talking about what I wanted to do with my life, and I said, you know, man, I really wish I could help people figure out how to eat better. And she's like, oh my God, you gotta meet my friend Stacy. She's got the same idea. So then Stacy and I set up a time to get together for lunch. We actually ate at Uncle Louie's Cafe. So as I was driving down 4th Street today, I was like, oh, this is where this idea was born.
I love it.
So we literally talked for like an hour about Beachbody and coaching and our challenges and, you know, what's working well, what we wish we had more time to do. And it was in the last 10 minutes of our conversation, I'm like, you know, what I hear constantly is meal prepping, and I really wish I could help those. And I kid you not, she picked up her phone and she said, me too, here's a website I've developed. What do you think?
Ooh.
And I was like, and that was when this idea was born.
Nice.
And that was only back in October.
Oh my goodness, so this is
so
really
we haven't
new.
Known each other for more than 7-8 months. Yeah.
Look at you guys just diving in together. That is so cool.
That is meant to be.
It was. And so then I started running some pilot groups with some friends in a Facebook group just to kind of try out recipes. And then Stacy started working on the technical stuff. And because I was posting in Facebook, my neighbor, Amanda, came over and said, I have a friend you have to meet. She's had this idea too. She just needs someone to come and partner with her. And so then Stephanie and I got together. Was it Thanksgiving? It was around Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yep.
And we had coffee at a Caribou. And literally, again, I think we talked, like, we got to talk for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. We were there for a long time. Yeah. And yeah, we just had the same ideas. We just had, and then we just took off running.
Honestly, we met weekly for an hour and a half just to kind of map out and give everyone, okay, here's what you're running with, and let's just go and see what we've got.
And we were lucky. We got my kids go to Lakeview Christian Academy, and they have given us their kitchen to cook in.
Oh, that was going to be one of my questions. Yeah, that is so great.
So we are completely blessed that Lakeview has stepped up and said, yeah, you can use our kitchen.
Yay! I love it when places are willing to go a little outside the box and say, here, we have this tool. Let's let you use this tool to do something else to make the world awesome.
Yeah, and so really because of Stephanie's connection with that, we found that. Because that was one of the things before we had met Stephanie that Stacy and I were going back and forth because we knew we needed to be in a commercial kitchen. Mm-hmm. And we knew we were not ready to dive all in with buying a place. I mean, we really wanted to start this organically and be able to cook and kind of experiment until we franchise this and go nationwide with our store. A few years down the line. And so when Stephanie's like, Lakeview, and it works really well.
Yeah.
Good.
It's great. And
it's a nice central location.
Yeah. It's just, it works out great. So
wonderful. Now I have to ask you, cause you've mentioned Beachbody.
Mm-hmm.
So give me just a little synopsis of what that is just to make that understood.
Sure. So both Stacy and I are Beachbody coaches, and what Beachbody is it provides a fitness app. So a lot of people know P90X or Insanity, but it puts out videos. And then it also does the nutrition side on this with it. So we help promote and sell that product to clients. And then we're kind of their independent contractors. So then I have all of my clients and I run challenge groups. So I run monthly challenge groups to do any of their fitness programs. We also incorporate their superfood shake, Shakeology, and then help them with the nutrition part. So a lot of the recipes that I've come up with have come through a lot of the work I've done behind the scenes with growing our Beachbody business.
So. Okay. So let's talk about the recipes that you guys use. You are, from what I see on your website and conversations that we've had prior to this, you're very intentional. And I was excited when I first heard about you guys and went looking on the website. I was just excited to see what choices you are making. And for instance, just quinoa stuck mm-hmm. out to me, you know, things like that. So tell me about the conscientiousness and ingredients as one thing, because that seems like something you guys are looking to, you're doing too. But, you know, as far as like the quality of meat and that kind of thing, but also how you're designing the recipes.
Go ahead. Well, because you did the research on that.
So again, it kind of went to the research that Stacy and I did about what our body truly needs to run efficiently. And all of us believe that everything we put in our body really impacts the way we feel. And so what can we do to make everybody else start feeling as good as we do by what we're eating? And so we spent a lot of research. You'll find no processed food in any of our ingredients. When we do carb or grain choices, they're very intentional that they're sweet potatoes, they're yams, they're squashes, they're quinoas. You won't see a macaroni, for instance, you know what I mean? We're very intentional about what we choose. And then we also want to make sure that we're teaching people about the value of veggies and exposing them to new ways to cook veggies. Like this week we did Brussels sprouts with balsamic glaze and, you know, really trying to teach people how to enjoy vegetables and some healthier options and making it easier for them. And a lot of it came by trial and error for all of us. Right. It was recipes that we've tried at home that we really like, that our families have enjoyed. From the research, I ran, I think, 6 or 7 pilot groups. It gave me a base of what we could do. And so I was able to say, oh, let's not do this one. It was too complicated, or, you know, we really want to make the meals that are easy for us, that provide quality ingredients, but also are affordable, because that's really important to us, is that people are getting quality meals at an affordable price for them.
And I think each of our recipes too, we flavor our food with our herbs and spices instead of, you know, it doesn't have to be flavored with fat or fried, or, you know, some people think that's the flavor, but yeah, we're trying to use herbs and spices mm-hmm. to flavor the food.
Right.
Which is really the better way to go.
Right. And you guys list all of your ingredients on your containers and on the website. So somebody can look and kind of get an idea of things they might be able to try on
sure.
their own.
Oh, yeah.
Too, which is great, because it is that it's also helping people learn how to, like you say, learn how
right.
to cook spices mm-hmm. and herbs, because they do have such a huge flavor. But if you don't have the experience of tasting them, what a great way to try
right.
some things maybe you've never had before. And I have to say that the meals that I tried, I was super duper impressed with however you guys do it, but you get the vegetables cooked to a perfect place. So when I cook them, they still feel fresh. They still have crunch. And it was great. I loved it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was fantastic. So I was just super pleased about that. So good job, guys.
Thank you. That's one thing we've tried. I mean, each time we do something, we learn a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But that's one thing that when we're cooking it, we try to remember that you're reheating it. And so we don't want it to be, I mean, soggy vegetables are no fun for anybody, really.
Right.
So
Right. And so we're constantly playing and learning and researching ways to do this, because none of the three of us come back with a true food service background. I mean, you've spent some time cooking in bulk.
Right.
But none of us went to school for cooking school or anything like that. Everything we're bringing is things that we've learned cooking in our own kitchens.
And feeding your own families.
And feeding our own families.
Exactly, yeah. Which they're pretty good test subjects.
Yes.
So
they are.
probably give you some of the most honest feedback that you'll ever gonna get.
Yes. And it's funny because, like, this week's meals was one of my daughter's favorite, which is a vegetable chickpea curry. And both Stephanie and Stacey were like, my kids would have never eaten that. She ate the entire container that I brought home. Right. It's her favorite meal.
That's awesome.
And so, like, she's like, well, Mom, you have to put this in your meals because it's my favorite. And I was like, yeah, but not everybody. So I think
And we learned, too, that, I mean, you know, and that's why we try to offer different meals each week. So, because some people, yeah, they, you know, just like my kids, I'm like, they wouldn't eat the chickpea curry. They'd look at me like I had six heads. Where's my meat?
Right.
Tell me about the choices you're making around maybe the meat that you are choosing to use or the ingredients that you're using, you know, be that anything around organic or sustainability or... And just, like, the whole grains. Like, I don't think I've seen rice on your options at all. But I know I've seen quinoa, and I don't remember what else.
Well, and see, and that's where we all three have a little bit different perspective, because I don't really have a problem with rice, but Stacey does not, you know. And so, and everybody has that different outlook on what is actually healthy.
Right.
And so that's why, like Tanya said, we didn't put it healthy meals, because there is always a different definition for that. And so...
And we are intentional when we're shopping. Like, whenever we're doing, like, a canned tomato, for instance, we're looking and reading the product to make sure there's no, you know, added preservatives or added things to it, that it's as real as it can be if it comes in a canned thing. And our meat, you know, we're really intentional about what we can buy for meat. We're trying to buy a quality meat, but we're also trying to make sure that it's a good cut. We sent out a survey to a bunch of people that, trying to gather what was most important to them in this business. Stacey and I, because I think we had just gotten the results when I first met Stephanie, but we were really shocked with what we learned, because we really thought, like, the organic stuff and the organic meats were going to be a high priority. Do you know what people cared about? Healthy foods on their table, more time at home.
Got it.
More time was the number one thing that came out. They want more time and knowing that they're feeding their families quality foods. But to them, the knowing exactly where it came from wasn't nearly as important as knowing that it was healthy and they didn't have to cook it.
Okay, that's fantastic.
So that's gone into some of our, of our decision making too, as we're looking at what do we provide.
And who you're serving.
And who we're serving.
Yeah.
And we make all our own dressings and sauces also, just because a lot of those that you buy in the store have so much sugar added.
Yes.
So we make all those homemade, and they're great. I mean, you don't need the sugar, and people don't realize that.
Right. I noticed on when I was looking at your menu choices, and I love this, that you had the options, things you could do to make something a little bit healthier, taking out the corn, taking out the maple syrup or honey. So you guys are... You're, like you said, you're really trying to help teach people how to eat or give them options. Like, if they want to make the healthier choice, you've kind of done some of the legwork when finding the right sauces. And so you can kind of make those choices. Okay, yeah, I don't need the corn, or I don't need the extra sugar, or I don't need the whatever, which is a huge help in and of itself. You know, when you're trying to cut down particular things like sugar and maybe extra carbs or whatever the case might be. You're also just kind of give me an idea with your goals, what kind of diets could, like, people who are following particular diets, what of those diets do you guys serve?
Well, we really set it up to serve just about anything anyone's following. So if someone's gluten-free, we make sure to always have some sort of gluten-free options. Vegetarian, vegan, we can substitute just about any of our different meals. We'll sub in tofu if they want. We do a lot of black beans and substitutions for some of our Mexican dishes, so they're able to do if they're following a vegan, vegetarian diet. Paleo is another one that we've done a lot of research on. Stacey does a lot with the high fat, low carb, so we're trying to make sure we hit those too, but we also serve people who are dairy free. We don't have much with peanut butter. I mean, I think we've got a few recipes that have walnuts or almonds, but we've also been really careful just to select meals that, even with people who we know have, generally putting together meals that we know will fit a large group of people who are following specific dietary issues. So, and we're very careful to label everything on our website too. So if you're looking at a meal, you'll be able to say, oh, does this follow paleo? Or does it follow 21 day fix? Or we've had a request to try and figure out Weight Watcher points.
Oh yeah.
We haven't had time to dig into that just because.
Right.
But that would be an interesting thing to add too. So then people can say, who are following Weight Watchers can figure out their point values. So we really are trying to be conscious of whatever the lifestyle plan they're following can be turned back in. And
you're on your website, and I encourage anybody who's listening to this to go check you guys out. Tell me what your website is.
It is www.mymeals2go.com, to the number.
And on the site, I mean, when you go under where the meals are, you guys are really transparent mm-hmm. as to what's in everything before somebody chooses. So when I ordered the Turkey Sloppy Joes, it wasn't a guess as to what was in the Turkey Sloppy Joes. Right. It was very clear as to what was there. And there were options to that I could have taken out the maple syrup if I wanted. And you guys are really good about listing some of that. So somebody's even trying to maybe embarking on a new diet and you're busy, you guys really could maybe be able to help with that of, okay, I need to change for whatever reason or want to. You guys can, you can look on your site and really see exactly what's in there. It's easy to follow something. You guys are open to requests. You're very clear about that on your site too, which is fantastic. And so what a great guide. If you're having a super busy couple weeks or something, be able to say, okay, and I can do this and I can still stay with what I'm doing and maybe even get some ideas of what some of these things taste like, try some new stuff.
Well, and I think the other great thing about our pricing is we are similar price to Blue Apron or Healthy Fresh or Goat, whatever those other ones are. But you don't have to do any of the work.
Right.
Literally, the only work you have to do is come meet us to pick up your meals. And sometimes we even deliver them just based on where you're at. Mm-hmm. All you really have to do is reheat it. So I think we've really price point a good value for what you're getting.
Okay. Yeah. And talk about your portion sizes a little bit.
So we offer a variety of sizes. Our lunches, you can order, you can 1 to 10 servings, I think. Mm-hmm. And then we have our dinner meals go from 2 to 10 servings. I would say, I don't think we've done anything more than 4 servings since we've opened.
I don't think so, yeah.
But we are also intentional in our serving sizes to put forth what a healthy serving size should be. We live in a country where we tend to overdo our portions, and so we're trying to also re-educate on what an appropriate portion is, with recognizing that you might have a teenage boy in your household, and we want to make sure he's getting enough at least to keep him full for 30 minutes.
Right.
I have an 11 and 2 12-year-olds, and so to keep them full for a long period of time does not work very well.
So I think, and we're open to feedback if people have comments, and that helps us too to grow and learn new things too, just to see, what other people have to think about our food and portion sizes and so on. So
right. Yeah, you guys are very, very new. When did you actually start
officially
getting meals out into the world?
It was, I think we launched the last week in April.
Yeah, I think.
Does that sound right?
No, I think actually it was the first week of May.
Yeah.
And we officially.
Yep.
The first week of May was official, so.
Okay.
So we're 4 weeks in.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow. Well, look at me finding you guys right in the beginning of this process.
Which is awesome, because I think part of it too is just, we really wanted to make sure we had ironed out a lot of the kinks before we did a full-blown Welcome to Duluth world.
Uh-huh.
And so this first 4 weeks have really given us some ideas of what we can do. Like, for instance, we did talk about the portion sizes, and we added on, if it didn't come with a complex carb, we're making sure it's getting a complex carb. So I researched some new quinoa recipes that we're going to put into next week's recipes. And just really being learning as we go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And now if somebody is doing something a little more keto-ish, then you have options for that too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So talk about the processes, just kind of your schedule, when your menus change, where people pick it up, just so they have an idea of where the location is.
So the schedule is we cook on Tuesdays, pickups on Wednesdays, and the pickup is at Lakeview Christian Academy from 4:30 to 6:30.
And where is that?
On Central Entrance.
Okay.
So right by Cub Foods.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, right there. So it's a good location to Central from anybody in Lakeside, West Duluth, Hermantown. So it's kind of, we just thought that was the best central spot.
Yeah.
So, and orders can start being placed on Wednesday for
right.
the next week.
Okay.
So,
and they, if they need to just come in by 6 p.m. on Saturday, because then that gives us time to get the behind the scenes shopping list together and things like that. And,
okay.
And then I still work full time, so Stacy and Stephanie do some of the shopping.
Right. And in the summertime, because school is not in, we are now cooking in the daytime. But when school year starts back up, we'll cook in the evening again.
Okay.
Because we have to wait till the kids are out of school and out of the lunchroom.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are small, so you're
right.
not, the Sysco truck isn't pulling up to your house.
No.
You guys are actually going and finding the ingredients at our stores, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So we're keeping it local in that. We are doing some farm shares this summer for some of our fresh ingredients and
exciting.
But for some pesto.
Yes, and we also, we're in the farm shares, we're getting tomato shares and pesto so we can, and then we'll make our own sauces and can them
mm-hmm.
this fall. And so uh-huh. those will be fresh for the winter time then. You could still farm fresh
nice.
Stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that'll be a fun adventure when we start.
Yeah, right?
And so typically we put, right now we have a 3-week menu up on our Facebook page, but the website only has what's available this week. So we kind of like want people to know what's coming up, but then we don't want them to be confused over their ordering.
What's available?
And I think that we can all agree that it's still a little clunkerish and that we're really, if we had one thing that we really said we wanted to be working on in the next 3 weeks, I think it would probably be finding an easier way to promote the meals
right.
ahead of time. And do we offer people the ability to order 2 weeks at a time and they pick up four meals the next week or whatever it might be? We just haven't quite figured out what makes the most sense
right.
for us, because then it also would help us with shopping.
Right. And that's what we're finding too, is once a week, you know, if we need so much, but we know the next week we need so much, we can buy it a little bit more in bulk and then we get it a little cheaper to make it to stay affordable. So it's just kind of learning that whole thing, just because we are shopping local and going to grocery stores ourselves. So it's a little bit more labor intensive
mm-hmm.
in that aspect, but we're learning every week. Every week we get a little better at it.
Sure. Yeah.
And then learning the stores too, because we go, I mean, last week I ended up at 3 different stores just to find what we needed to make sure we get good fresh ingredients. So,
sure.
You know, so in learning like stores that I don't normally go to.
Right.
Right. So kind of just learning all of that. And I think it'll, you know, you'll have to have us back on in like a year and we can talk about how far we've come.
Right.
That time
yeah.
And what different changes. And, it, you know, now we're back. I would say we're kind of into research phase now because we want to add. We probably have right now 75 recipes or so, but we'd like to keep going so that people are getting in a 3-month period are only having the same food offered once or twice.
Right.
Okay. And we're also trying to now really be vigilant about seasonal things that are fresh at the time, and so that we can serve fresh food and not have to go, oh, I can't find this in the store or whatever. And so we're
mm-hmm.
kind of doing the research on that too, of when is it easy to get, say,
spaghetti squash,
right? You know.
Yeah.
so that's kind of something we're working on now too, just a little
mm-hmm.
research on that, as seasonal
nice.
Seasonal things. And that's one of the reasons we decided to do the farm share too, is some of that stuff that you can't get in the winter. Tomatoes aren't so great, but in the summer they're awesome, you know. So
right,
can we
yeah.
make our own sauces and
mm-hmm.
you know, using fresh.
Right. Well, and I know, you know, your guys' statement of kind of what people are looking for. They're looking for something to help keep them with their family, having healthy meals at the table. And the whole, you know, the organic piece wasn't such the biggest piece. And I think of many discussions I've had where shopping local is their first priority and organic type things are their second priority, because not everybody who doesn't have a label isn't organic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And then the nutrient density that we're getting
mm-hmm.
from local is really important too. Okay, so people put their order in. So when in the week do your does your website switch over to new menus?
Usually Wednesday.
Okay.
So like usually we'll finish cooking Tuesday and then we flip the new one on
right.
Wednesday.
Okay, and that's when they can start ordering for
right.
the next week.
And usually we'll trigger all of our current people, any of our current potential customers are on our email list, and so we trigger an email that says menu's out. Make sure you get your order in by 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
Here's what we're serving this week kind
right.
of thing. So.
Okay. And so you go to your location, you pick it up. You guys have it in convenient packages that are all labeled. You bring it home, you put it in your fridge, you cook it when you need it, and it's ready to go.
Yeah. And they do have you do need to cook it within 7 days. I highly also recommend, like, especially the salads and stuff, eating them probably within the first 3 to 5 days. Just because the lettuce
and
stuff will
yeah.
stay the freshest. We're still, when I did my pilot groups, I did it through mason jar salads. Just because sealing of the mason jars keeps everything a little fresher. But as we were working with some of the licensing component and trying to figure out, again, we don't want our clients to end up with 100 mason jars every year either.
Right.
What are they going to do with that? And it wasn't 100% clear if the mason jars could come back to us and what we would need to do to repurpose them to reshare them again. So we kind of just decided based on that uncertainty, we didn't want to take on the mason
right.
jars.
Maybe someday when we get our own kitchen and we can have a dishwasher that sterilizes everything.
Right. Yeah. So the packages that you do have, is there anything special about them and maybe how do we best
They are recyclable.
Okay.
They are
recyclable.
Yes.
Okay.
And they already come from recycled material before.
Okay.
They can go in the oven or the microwave. They're microwave safe and oven safe up to 400 degrees.
Okay.
So you can just put them in your recycle container when you're done and
okay.
off they go.
Are they made out of, they're made out of paper?
Yes.
But we did a lot of research into the containers and
yeah.
trying to find something that could be oven and microwave safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't want to do, foil pans and things like that because if you in a hurry and you just want to throw it in the microwave, you can't. You
right.
can transfer it. And,
right.
Yeah.
So. And same with plastic Tupperware, kind of the same thing too.
So
and
right.
some people feel really strongly about microwave and plastic too.
Right, yep, yeah. exactly.
And
yeah.
so we were trying to figure out what we could do that was an affordable choice that also doesn't clutter your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last thing I want to do is get more plastic containers that I can't find a lid for.
Right.
And so this way they're compostable. I mean, even if people compost, they compost within, I actually think the lid says it right on there. They're plant fiber and they will turn into soil in 90 days.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
They felt like they were very intentionally
mm-hmm.
chosen
yeah.
and
no,
they
yeah we did a lot
really
of research
nice.
and tried to find something that would people could
feel
not
okay
have to worry
well
yeah and not
right.
have to bring back and not have
yeah.
to
yeah
and I think the one thing where we probably will maybe look for a new system is maybe the salads
right that's
mm-hmm.
Right.
We found that the seal, especially on the smaller containers, doesn't always get as tight as we'd like it, so we might try and seek out something different for the salads.
Okay.
Right. But those don't need to go in the oven or microwave. So.
Right.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Yeah,
so, yeah
for
so
sure.
Can,
so you could
yeah.
do something
so
a little
we
different.
Do something
yes.
a little
and this
different.
Same company actually has some things that I was looking at the other day that we can switch to. So
okay.
for the salads.
Out of curiosity, have you guys had with food allergies, people with food allergies?
You know, the one that sticks out, we did have someone who was MSG allergy, and none of our ingredients had MSG,
yeah.
so it was
oh,
really
so
easy.
Not a big deal.
But we haven't had anyone who's come in with severe allergy,
okay.
a severe gluten or a severe dairy.
Okay.
But we're certainly prepared to work in that
right.
environment.
Great. Okay. Fantastic. And this podcast is probably actually going to go out next Monday. So do you know what menu is for next week that you
do.
Can share?
Let me pull it up
pull
here.
It up.
Tell us
okay,
what's
so
up for next week.
Chicken,
okay.
broccoli, and sweet potato bake with a cucumber quinoa salad. A Mexican quinoa skillet with seasonal veggies. Turkey spaghetti sauce over zucchini noodles and seasonal veggies. And our two salads are avocado lime salad is being offered again next
oh,
week.
Okay.
And the chicken spinach salad.
Well, the other time it was the egg salad, so that's the avocado lime is different.
lots of different choices. And again, if someone, like, if they are doing keto and doesn't want the cucumber quinoa salad, we would just give them an extra serving of vegetables.
Okay.
You know, it's just some of those options, components like that.
Right.
And so this week's menus that people are getting is a chicken capri with zucchini and a garlic tomato quinoa, egg roll in a bowl with cauliflower rice, which is one of my absolute favorites. Like, my husband and I probably eat that once a week. A buffalo chicken casserole, and then a chicken protein salad and avocado salad.
I'm sorry I missed your curry.
Next time.
I have my lids from my meal that I a couple meals that I got to try from you guys. And I have to say that, so I had the chicken salad, and that was really, really good. I really enjoyed the flavors. Mm-hmm. If I remember, did that have mustard in it?
It did. It had a Dijon mustard and Greek yogurt, and it had apples and grapes and almond slivers.
It was really enjoyable. I really enjoyed that. And my yams were perfect in that they weren't mushy. Like, it was like better. You guys do better than I do. So that was that was great. I was just really impressed with that when I think of reheating food. Mm-hmm. And I just love that you guys found this really nice spot. Mm-hmm. So, and the Sloppy Joes were really great. It's funny because I chose Sloppy Joes from your menu list. And I don't really love Sloppy Joes. But I was really interested in what you guys did with turkey because I like turkey. And Joel agreed. He was like, I think I like this better than the most Sloppy Joes. It was really good. The texture was great. It felt like I was getting, it had a nice thickness to it.
Yeah,
it was really, really good. So I really enjoyed that. That was, like, I figured I was going to like it, but I really enjoyed it.
Well, and with our Sloppy Joes, we don't offer buns, but people can always add those at home if they'd like.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we have them serve them over the yams, sweet potatoes.
And we intentionally decided that would be, if you wanted to make it like a sandwich, you can use your sweet potatoes as a bun and not use the bread, which is not very good for us.
Well, and you guys really do have that kind of, you're not so much creating the comfort standards. To some people, they're probably comfort standards, but they're not what we traditionally in America think as comfort standards. It is kind of trying to move in that direction of, like you say, non-processed foods and all of those things, which are something that many, many people want to do, but there isn't the food. There isn't an option, a fast food option, quote unquote, or something like this, besides you guys, that I'm aware of, that really allows this to happen for people and gives people an easy way to just go, I'm going to do this and here's my meal plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I have three teenage boys, 17, 15, and 13. And my boys will eat about anything because I've always cooked, never served processed foods in our home. I mean, of course, they like McDonald's here and there or whatever, but I can put any vegetable down in front of my kids and they'll eat it. And I think we have to train our kids this way. And that's what's wrong with our country is we don't train our children that these are good for you. This is good food and it can taste good. So, and that's one thing that we'd like to educate people on that. If you know, you serve it to your kids, maybe they won't like it the first time, but I bet by the fifth time they'll eat it.
Yeah. It really is a keep trying because as adults even, you know, I know many people will take one bite of something and nope, I don't like that. And it's like, oh my gosh, how do you even know at that point? Like sometimes you have to let your brain wrap around what is this?
I have a stepson, he'll probably hate me for talking about this, but he hates vegetables. Like there was one time he almost cried because I made him eat a carrot. But I grew up where my dad worked at a wholesale warehouse, so we grew up on veggies, and it is something that I feel very passionate about that should make up, veggies should be the most thing you eat in a day. Like I eat it at every meal and almost every snack. I feel very strongly about what I'm getting from the vegetables I eat, and I feel it's important that our kids learn how important those things are. And so he's learning to try different vegetables that he really likes, and when I know he finds one, you can bet when he comes to our house on the weekend that I've stocked up on that because I know that I wanted to eat that. But my kids will go to Francis' house or they'll be like talking to their friends about what do you have for dinner. My kids' favorite meals, like I said, my daughter's is curry and My kids love anything that's fresh. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the last time they've had a box macaroni and cheese, because it's just not something we even buy at our house because they're hungry 10 minutes later.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel so much for the parents who really struggle with kids and food. And I don't know how to push them past that. I know I've seen it happen, and I don't know if it's just the you keep trying and you keep putting it in front of them. And
I, in my opinion, and this is just my youngest was the hardest one, just because I was always on the run with the other two by the time he came around. But it was really the key to it for me to get him to get into that groove is I would just season the vegetables different every time, mm-hmm. and just until I found a seasoning that he thought was out of this world, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, and I just think parents, you can't give up. And I think a lot of parents, they just, you know, they're busy, so they give up. And right. this is an option that if you order from us, you know, just keep getting the vegetables and having them try them.
Right. And that was a big thing, too, for us, is seasoning or finding a dressing they like, mm-hmm. and figuring out we can do that. My daughter loves balsamic vinaigrette. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we make up bottles of it a week, and it goes on everything. But her preferred snack of choice is a lettuce salad with chicken and some balsamic. But then we have other kids who want ranch and everything. And I think understanding the value of the vegetables too, and seasoning them different, right. trying different dipping sauces. Precision Nutrition, I'll send you this when I get later, but they did a great thing of, if you like this vegetable, or what seasoning goes well on this vegetable. And I found that to be really helpful as I was working with clients who were having a hard time getting enough veggies in. And like, kind of, how can you make them sweeter? I never thought I would. I hated Brussels sprouts until about a year ago, but I had never had them cooked right.
And that's the key. That's why I love what you guys are doing, because I would encourage anybody, try something different. Try something that you haven't tried before, because you guys do, from my limited experience, you guys do a nice job with flavorings. And to have, you know, that's always the thing. So it's like, if you try a different vegetable at somebody's house or at a restaurant where they're cooked well, because mm-hmm. that's when you know, at least have an mm-hmm. idea, do I like them? And then mm-hmm. do I like what's on them? And to be able to right. know what's on them. I want to ask you this, because you mentioned breakfast and mm-hmm. you vegetables for every meal. And this has recently come up in conversations I've been having of, how do I get vegetables in for breakfast more than just making eggs with some vegetables? Like, what other options do you use?
Today I had two scrambled eggs, and then I fried up some green peppers on the side and just did a roasted veggie.
Okay.
I do a lot of spinach in the morning. It goes in my protein shake, it goes in my eggs, and then I put up a lot of stuff in eggs. I should see on how some of my other friends are doing it. But really, I eat a cooked vegetable as if it's just my side dish for my breakfast.
Okay.
And I don't remember where I had this whole entire conversation of who made breakfast food. Who said that we can't have sloppy joes for breakfast?
The sugar industry. I mean, think about you know, sugar cereals came into play, and that got to be a huge, huge focus of what we have for breakfast. Now, granted, I realized there was oatmeal and eggs and bacon and all of that stuff years and years beforehand. But we really do have those ideas of what breakfast is. And I know I've worked with some people who say, you know, we just have to open our mind to what breakfast doesn't have to look like.
Right.
You know, I know I used to eat chicken Caesar salads for breakfast in the morning. And after a while, it's just not a big deal anymore.
Yeah, no, and like for my kids in the morning, like, because my oldest especially, he gets up and he's famished, because of course he hasn't eaten for 8 hours.
Right.
But I usually do some kind of spicy sausage, andouille sausage or something, with onions and peppers and spinach, and I'll saute it. And for him, I put some eggs on top of it, just some fried eggs. And mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so there's many different ways, you know, I've even made muffins with veggies and eggs.
Say that.
And,
we
you
do
know,
that too.
So there's many different ways. And, you know, you can have it with eggs or not with eggs.
The other thing too is finding a good smoothie recipe. Because you can throw spinach in and get that really chopped up well, and kids won't even know the spinach is in there.
That's very true. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you just so it doesn't change it green. But, like, we'll do... My mom comes quite frequently and makes the kids smoothies, and it's got Greek yogurt and strawberries and bananas, and I'm like, throw a handful of spinach in there, they're never going to know the difference.
Right.
So.
Right, yeah, get those veggies in. Good for adults, too, who
absolutely
don't want to taste their veggies.
But people forget, like, even, like, the sloppy... I mean, your turkey sloppy joe had a ton of veggies in
yeah.
it. You know, you had tomatoes and peppers. And,
right. Yeah.
So some of those things where you can slide... veggies.
Right. And you don't even notice it.
Oh, gosh.
Right. It's yeah. so, yeah.
Well, my boys at one time always said they hated sweet potatoes. Then I served a dish that had sweet potatoes mixed in it. And they ate it completely and said it was the best thing they ever had. And then, of course, afterwards I said, well, it had sweet potatoes. So right. You do like sweet potatoes.
Right.
Well, right. And it is. I mean, when you're kids, you know, not only do you have weird taste buds, you also have attitudes about the taste you're
right.
having. I mean, I totally remember being a kid and how what I would and wouldn't eat. And, you know, so it is about keeping trying, and it is about keeping trying as adults too. I mean,
well,
that
and
is
our palates change over time.
Yes,
and mm-hmm. so and that's why I think parents shouldn't ever give up on serving things. You know, I know I have some friends that they make their meal for them, and then they make three different meals for the three different
yeah.
kids, and I'm just like,
well, no wonder you're crazy. That's a lot
right.
of work.
Right. I think the furthest I got was I usually gave my kids a choice of vegetable. Like, do you want beans? Or corn, and I might make a little bit of both, and then they could
yeah.
decide. But just because I felt like they needed to have a little bit of choice, but I was like, if you're not eating what we're making, then
yeah.
But my kids have always eaten what I made, so.
Yeah, well, I know I was talking to one person who said we don't have kid food in our house. We
mm-hmm.
don't
yeah.
don't agree that there's a concept of kid
right.
food, and so
yeah.
we never put that in their mind, and we don't eat that stuff. So therefore. They got it sometimes when they were away from home,
mm-hmm.
but it's not in the house.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's, and again, I think of us as adults, like if we have the option, you know, if you do have the processed food in the house, if you do, and it's designed to make us love it, right? So if you have something that's not awesome or you perceive as not awesome, but there's Twinkies and pot pies over here, well, that looks pretty good if
right.
it's an option. But when it's not an option.
Well, and I think sometimes too, it's just, take yourself off of that for a while and see how different you feel, because
yeah.
you think it's awesome until suddenly you've spent 4 weeks just eating clean and all of a sudden you're like, wow, my face is cleared up
mm-hmm.
and I have so much energy and this fog is lifting. And part of it is because we're suddenly feeding our body what it needs, and we've taken out some of that extra sugar that just
mm-hmm.
goes into that processed food. And
right.
Stacy, if Stacy was here, she spends a lot of time reading labels, probably more than you and
yeah.
I do. And
mm-hmm.
she is so educated on understanding what goes into all of these different material, you know, the foods that we're eating, and really has taken that reading label to making sure she's understanding what's going into her body
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Right. Well, and processed food makes us want more processed food. Makes
Absolutely.
Us want more processed
right.
food, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, yeah. I love working with people when they get off of it for a period, when they can push
mm-hmm.
themselves over that hump
mm-hmm.
and go through the bad couple days. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes
it
doesn't,
does, yeah.
you know, but
yeah.
sometimes it does. And it's just like, the yeast die off and the
yeah,
getting
right.
out of the drugs out of your system.
Right.
right? Once
right.
you get over that hump, it's like, oh, wow, freedom. This
yes.
is amazing.
Absolutely.
And just the gut health. I think,
yeah.
you know, we live in a society where our gut health just isn't
Yeah.
where it should be, because we don't always pay attention to what we're eating or finding good foods that'll help.
And like you say, busy. I mean, I do not know how parents do it. Go to school, pick up the kids, go to the hockey, soccer, dance lessons, and then pick them all back up. And then, yeah, how you fit food in that, which is, again, exactly what you guys
well,
are doing.
We eat in stages, right?
Right. And I think, you know, I was a gymnast when I grew up. I'd drive a half hour to practice and practice 3 hours, drive home. I'd do my homework in the car, and my mom would always have a fresh plate of food
oh, wow.
in the car, and I'd eat in the car. And so that's another way that this is easy, because if you're running your kids and you need to feed them, throw it in the microwave, bring it in the car, and let them eat in the car on the
mm-hmm.
way to wherever they're going, you know? And
yeah.
so that's one thing that I always thought, my mom didn't have to do this,
right.
you know, she could just heat something up and bring it for me.
in the car. And that's one way that parents can, at least instead of going through the McDonald's drive-thru, I picked the kid up at school, now we're going to go through McDonald's drive-thru, and then we're going to go, you know, here's a healthy meal that you can feed them instead.
Mm-hmm. And your containers actually work really well because they're pretty deep.
Right.
So you could eat them in the car. They're not like your traditional TV dinner, quote unquote, where you couldn't do that as well.
Those are just things that I thought when I always thought about doing this. Mm-hmm. This is, we got to make it easy for the families.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that at the heart of everything we come back to is how is this helping the families that we want to serve? You know, and there's different clientele that we serve. We definitely have families with kids, you know, mm-hmm. like in the stage of life where we are, because all three of us are kind of in the same stage of life where we have kids and schools and busy, but we also serve, help families whose parents are retired and living, but not quite ready for assisted living, but you know, not necessarily wanting them to be cooking every night on their own either. So it's kind of like,
oh my gosh, it'd be great for that.
A great way to hit those folks. So
yeah, good idea. Well, what else? Is there anything else I haven't touched on that you guys want to touch on as far as who you're serving, what you provide?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. We're just really excited to give Duluth some options on something else to try for busy nights. And we are really proud of being a woman-run organization of, you know, female entrepreneurs who really didn't know each other. Like I said, I get goosebumps all the time when I talk about how we came into each other's life, because it was, we didn't know we needed each other. And it's just been a really big blessing to take our visions and merge them into one.
Right.
Because that can be really hard sometimes when you have one person here and one person here and one person here. And somehow we all arrive to the same vision.
Well, and I think, too, one thing that I think is important, you know, we've done this now for 4 weeks officially. And any time we're in the kitchen together, or, I mean, we just all seem to find our purpose without having to say, oh, you do this or you do that. Mm-hmm. We just really run like a well-oiled machine. I mean, I just see us, we all have found our niche of what we're good at, and we each take our part and mm-hmm. go with it, and it's been
amazing. We just dive in. I mean, all three of us are like, what do we need to do? And we're all diving, and we just synchronized without even trying to be synchronized.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, something's
working right there.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's been really fun.
It's been like I think I texted these guys one day after we had lunch. I'm like, we have to meet every day because you bring the joy into my week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just because everyone brings such different energy to the table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you guys are excited and passionate about what you're doing and what great purpose you're doing to provide.
And we laugh a lot.
We do laugh.
That always helps, right?
It does, yes. And I'm thankful that the universe found us, because I think we all were just looking for something to be able to give back and really take our passion for food and healthy lifestyle and help other people realize how easy it can be.
Yeah.
Right. So give me your website or any other contact information that you have that you want to share.
Find us on Facebook at mymealstogo.com. And again, it's mymeals2go. And then our website is mymealstogo.com, So our Facebook, we put a lot of fun videos, pictures. We're also on Instagram on mymealstogo. And our website gives you the order every week. So, and feel free to email us if you have questions at mymealstogo@mymealstogo.com.
Yeah, and I think my phone number is on there too if people have questions, because mm-hmm. I don't work during the day, so I'm usually available to answer the phone, and that number is 218-340-0727.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And just, we haven't talked about this, you touched on it briefly, but just to give people an idea, what is a typical cost for a lunch or dinner?
A two-person serving is $20, mm-hmm. and a four-person serving is $40.
Okay, so simple.
Simple. And then the lunches are $9.
Yes. Salads or lunches, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
And that's a single serving.
Okay. And people can order and mix and match, kind of in the sense of whatever.
And you know, I think one of the important things, like I have done HelloFresh or Blue Apron, and it's a subscription service, right? Like you're signing up to get a meal every, for us it's maybe you order this week and you can't order for another 3 weeks. We want you to come back. So you don't have to commit to any reordering. You can order what weeks work for you. You can maybe order one meal week one and nothing week two, and week three you need 3 meals because you've looked at your schedule and know it's going to be crazy. Right. One of the things I want us to work on too is identifying meals that can be frozen. So if for some reason you order meals and you recognize, oh my gosh, my week got out of control, we're not going to eat this, what can I freeze? Mm-hmm. Because some of them work really, like the turkey sloppy joes you had would work really well frozen. Right. Some of the other stuff we just doesn't freeze as well, and so we want to make sure we can easily identify that for our customers.
And you have to let them know this will freeze well.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then it was just a matter of if I did that, I would put it in a separate container and throw it in the freezer.
The other thing is, if you're traveling for the week, these travel really well. So maybe you're on the road, you're living out at a hotel for a week, mm-hmm. and the idea of having to not go out to eat for every meal, these make great options too.
Right.
Bring a cooler and you're good to
bring
go.
Bring a cooler and...
Yeah. And most hotels have fridges now and microwaves and just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you. This is really
exciting. I'm excited for what you guys are providing, the no assembly required meal, besides a little bit of putting it in a pan if you are not going to use the microwave. But yeah, this is great. And I'm excited about what you're doing and I'm excited to utilize you guys more because you have some good looking stuff on your website and it's important and it's hard. I know right now my schedule, this is one of the things I'm challenged by, and looking at this, it's kind of exciting because if I don't plan and then I end up eating out somewhere, well, it's going to cost me the same amount.
Exactly.
Anyway. Right. Oh, yeah. So,
and sometimes you find yourself eating out and you maybe make that poor choice because it's the burger basket special and you're going to not substitute the french fries and get the salad
and you can't even for folks who don't love using microwaves, and I'm one of those people who don't love using a microwave, you can't go to a restaurant and guarantee that they aren't going to use a microwave either. Like some there used to be more restaurants who would actually say that we don't use a microwave, but a lot of them do more than we think they do. So so you're not even staying away from that when you're eating out.
Right.
Well, thank you for your time, we'll have to check in with you in a year and see how things are going.
That would be awesome.
Good for you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I am definitely excited to get my food this week and taste it and see what it's all about. And just excited for what they're trying to do and who they're trying to serve in the community. It's just fantastic. Food is one of those things that so many of us know how important it is, and lives are busy as we're trying to deal with families and jobs and building businesses. And good for you guys. I wish you all the best. And you know, I probably should mention that in the intro, I mentioned, and we did talk about this certainly in the interview, but I want to reiterate it just in case somebody missed it. When you pick up the meals from them, the package that they come in, you can put that right in the oven up to 400 degrees. You can also put that in the microwave. I mentioned stovetop in the intro, and I didn't really make it clear that I took the food out of the container and I put it in a different pan to cook it. So I just want to make that really, really clear so somebody didn't think that I put it on my stove and heated it up that way. That would be quite disastrous. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Check out the rest of the podcasts at wellnessrenpodcast.com. You can listen to all of the podcasts right there. You can get on our email list. We just shoot you a quick email that says what the podcast is about and a link to head you right there. You can certainly find us on iTunes under Wellness Renaissance Podcast. Please subscribe there if you use iTunes. And if you have an opportunity and feel called, leave us a review. That would be amazing. You can connect with me and the other work I do at wellnessren.com. That's short for Wellness Renaissance, because nobody wants to spell Renaissance, or so I am told. If you like what we're doing and the content we're producing, please definitely share with anybody who can find this information valuable. And don't hesitate to go to the website at wellnessrenpodcast.com and click on the Support the Podcast link. You're going to see a bunch of Amazon website links there. Basically, what that does takes you to Amazon. Anything you order in that shopping trip a little piece of that purchase goes to support the podcast. So nothing out of your pocket, just an easy way if you happen to be an Amazon shopper to support us along the way. We sincerely really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you next week. Until then, may you find more and more pieces that fit into your health puzzle. Take care.